Good afternoon, Atieni Howard. How are you today?
I'm great, Tom. How are you?
Great. I appreciate your taking some time to talk with me about your experiences there at Camino Nuevo with the coaching process. So thank you for your time.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, the people who are listening would probably appreciate hearing a little bit about your role at Camino Nuevo, how long you've been there, just in terms of background. So can you maybe lead off with some of that?
Absolutely. I've been at Camino Nuevo for 9 years, 2 years as a classroom teacher, and then I came out of the classroom to work in administration, 2 years as an assistant principal, and then I've been the principal of the Burlington campus for the past 5 years.
Wow. Great. Kind of a fast track, it sounds like to me. Well, good. You've had lots of experience at that school, obviously, and you've been on this wonderful, powerful journey of bringing coaching into the culture. What is it that first got you interested way back maybe a few years ago in the idea of coaching in terms of how you saw it being used and how you thought you specifically could use it at your great school?
When I inherited the principalship and the school, there was a negative culture among the staff and the parents, and student achievement was not what it needed to be. So our first order of business, obviously, was to reinvigorate a positive culture and really focus on the instructional program. Because, you know, that was our purpose, was to really achieve extraordinary things with very sort of ordinary and underserved students. So
yes,
we weren't fulfilling that. And the way the first step sort of was redefining the culture, and the second step was really supporting the instructional program.
Sure.
And so our initial journey with coaching before we were introduced formally to the heart of coaching was really through sort of just going in regularly to teachers' classrooms and providing positive feedback to bolster
mm-hmm.
morale, to demonstrate our commitment to supporting them, and to have a presence and a real understanding of what was going on in terms of instructional quality on a daily basis.
Sure. And that process of being there in the classrooms and sharing the kind of feedback you had initially must have worked and been positive, because it seems to have created an openness to do more.
Absolutely. That initial effort produced very significant positive changes in our culture and
mm-hmm.
improvement in the services that we were providing to parents and students. And that showed up on sort of standardized assessment measures. So
mm-hmm.
that first year, we actually went from a 691 on the Academic Performance Index, which is a measure used by the state of California
mm-hmm.
to determine your impact on student achievement. So we went from a 691 to a 762.
Uh-huh.
And that was just with really working on the culture and working on maintaining, you know, visibility and a presence in the classrooms on a day-to-day basis.
Yes. Well, congratulations. I know I've talked to you about that before. You must feel proud, and the whole team does, I bet, too.
Absolutely. And then after we kind of really had created sort of this culture of openness and, you know, teachers not only expected but welcomed, you know, administrative coaching and support and feedback,
mm-hmm.
we felt a need to really sort of systematize and come to a common sort of approach to how we were implementing the coaching so that we could really develop, you know, a Camino Nuevo coaching model that we felt, you know, was sort of an equitable, systematized approach to how we
yes.
engaged in coaching dialogue with teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And so your wife had sent me your book. She's a family friend. And
uh-huh.
I read it and was really intrigued and interested and contacted you. And then you came out to start working with the administrative leadership team on how to really engage the heart of coaching in our
yes.
in our model and our practice.
Yes. And you and your leadership team were extremely open and embracing the whole idea of having a more robust toolkit available to you. I know those early sessions about 2 years ago now were just really, really exciting. And you know, you created the openness for that and made that a possibility. So thanks for your leadership in that regard.
Yeah, that was absolutely critical in sort of taking our coaching model to the next level and really being able to institutionalize it in a way that allowed us to open it to teachers and also to bring new administrators on board and ensure that they were being developed to apply a coaching approach to their work with teachers.
Yes.
As well. So it was really critical in ensuring that, you know, that the approach to leadership that we were applying, you know, became sort of a core tenet of how we do things here at Camino.
Well, that's exactly the way you describe what cultured are, as you know. It's, you know, the way we do things around here. So, and you've added coaching to the lexicon of what is expected of leaders and indeed all staff members. You know, you make it real and you make it really important to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your journey there has really, you've done this in such a way that most of the culture change processes I've ever been part of find successful. That is to start at the top, get the top involved first, have them understand what their role is and how they can use coaching in their role, and then begin to cascade it down. The whole idea being when leaders or staff or mid-level managers look up to those at the top of the organization in terms of the organization structure, you want them to see coaching in action. And you have modeled that very, very well. That's my sense of it. You must have good feedback from teachers that appreciate these kinds of interventions and these types of coaching conversations. Would that be true?
Absolutely. When we first began working with you, did an initial sort of pre-assessment that you put together for us, the coaching culture assessment,
mm-hmm.
That did provide, you know, real tangible data on whether or not we had a coaching culture, a pre-existing coaching culture.
Sure.
And, you know, the results of that assessment indicated that we did have a coaching culture. But then we used that feedback and that data to craft an action plan that allowed us to deepen our work with coaching and deepen that culture. And one of the action items that ultimately came from that was to begin training teachers on the heart of coaching and how to do coaching with one another so that feedback really was flowing in all directions.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we've done that work this year in terms of sharing many of the tools in the toolkit with your entire staff. That
yeah.
was just a couple months ago.
Yeah, so last year in 2009-10, you came and worked with our teacher leaders that participate in a teacher leadership council that we have.
Yeah.
And then this year we extended that work to the entire faculty.
Yeah. And you have not only most teachers that are returning, but you've got a few new people that have been brought in from the outside. This is their first year at Camino Nuevo, right?
Yes, it is. We had five new teachers this
year.
Five
new teachers, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any feel for what their experience has been? Because they've not been there along the last couple of years to see coaching evolve in the school culture, but all of a sudden they brought into a culture where coaching is like, you know, front and center, it's top of mind, it's a core skill. What kinds of reactions from those new folks have you had that you're aware of?
The vast majority have been highly positive and welcoming and found it to be a critical support to
mm-hmm.
meet the high expectations and demands that we have of our teachers. Just a little bit about the school. It's in the downtown Los Angeles area in a neighborhood called MacArthur Park, and we serve predominantly underserved Latino students, and we're one of the only schools that's getting equitable achievement results with these students. So the demands of working here are incredibly high, and yet
Tini, let me interrupt you. For some reason, my phone cut out again. Are you still there? maybe you can hear me. If you can, just keep talking. We'll wait for the phone to come back in.
Okay. Hello.
There,
hello.
Now you're back. Now you're back.
Okay.
Well, listen. Maybe as we bring our call to close today. Can you articulate just a couple of the key real benefits that you say the whole school, that you would see the whole school has received? If you could articulate one, two, maybe three things that you think the key benefits are, what would you name?
There's just sort of the quantitative results with student achievement. We've
sure.
won a number of awards over the past few years, and coaching has definitely been a key lever in getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sort of just really this feedback-rich environment. We had a visit recently from some school officials from the Los Angeles Unified School District, and they said that our staff was one of the most reflective staffs they had ever observed.
Wow.
And, you know, that's from people that observe hundreds of schools and visit hundreds of schools throughout the course of a school year. So I think really just, you know, empowering teachers to take their work very seriously and providing the support and structure to do that has had tremendous impact on the students and allowed us to sustain a very positive culture in, you know, an area where it's very difficult to do that given the external factors that impact our work.
You bet. Big challenges. Wow. If you had one closing comment or two for any other school principals listening to your phone call with me, what would be the one or two pieces of advice you might pass on to them?
I think that culture is absolutely the number one priority of any principal. You know, ensuring that there is a clear and widely embraced instructional vision that has the right supports to help teachers and other administrators execute and implement that vision
mm-hmm.
is key, and coaching is one lever to getting there. And secondly, into action in order to meet the demands of educating, you know, kids in modern times. And, you know, creating a coaching culture is a guaranteed surefire way to ensure that, you know, that is happening and you are being that more efficient and effective in your work every day.
Sure. Well, thank you. It brings the necessary skills to the culture so people can really do their jobs and do them very well.
Exactly.
And in your case, make a difference in the lives of those kids you're serving.
Yep.
Well, you are a delight to work with. You're progressive and optimistic and future-oriented. So you're a fantastic leader to work with at T&E.
Thank you so much, Tom. Your contributions have been absolutely critical in our success. So thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.